Good morning. Good afternoon. Good night. I'm here to talk about more life. One second.
Good night, people, and welcome to the second episode of this podcast, 100% in English. That's for you that only speaks in English, or if English is your second language, or if you're another Brazilian that heard about me, or is a friend of mine that wants to exercise your English, this is the right podcast for you. Today, I should be sleeping. Like right now, it's 11:50. And I really should get some sleep, but as a good design student, I'm not. And I just watched a Casey Neistat video named Not Getting Any, a Discussion. Yeah, I really, really love Casey Neistat. And I get really excited every time that he posts a video. And like nowadays, he doesn't post that frequently, so that gets me a bit more excited when he actually posts. This is a response to you, Casey, if you're listening to me. Love you. He has a podcast called Couples Therapy that's on Anchor too, and you can find it on Spotify if you're listening through Spotify. That's usually where I tell people to listen. But let's get to the topic. As you heard the title of his video, Not Getting Any, it gives you a suggestion of like sex. And yeah, this is also the second episode of this podcast where I talk about sex. And the news is that according to Washington Post, share Americans not having sex has reached a record high. And it's on Lead Bible too. And it says, young men having less sex due to gaming, streaming, and social media. Well, Casey in his video, he addresses like technology and sex, but basically intimacy, like human relations, human intimacy. And I just wanted to answer him with some topics. Like here, if you are willing to open with me on the Washington Post website, you see, like, at the end of the news, for most of the past 3 decades, 20-something men and women reported similar rates of sexlessness. Well, that's a big word. But that has changed in recent years. Since 2008, the share of younger men younger than 30 reporting no sex has nearly tripled to 28%. That's a much steeper increase than the 8 percentage point increase reported among their female peers. There are several potential explanations for this, Tony said. Labor force participation among young men has fallen, particularly in the aftermath of the last recession. Researchers also see a connection between labor force participation and stable relationships, he said. The survey showed, for instance, that 54% of unemployed Americans didn't have a steady romantic partner, compared to 32% among the employed. Young men also are more likely to be living with their parents than young women. In 2014, for instance, 35% of men aged 18 to 34 were living in their parents' home, compared with 29% of women in that age group. At the risk of stating the obvious, when you're living at home, it's probably harder to bring sexual partners into your bedroom, Tony said. Yeah, that's a fact. So, one final factor that may be affecting Americans' sexual habits at all ages is technology. There are a lot more things to do at 10 o'clock at night now that we're There are a lot more things to do at 10 o'clock at night now than there were 20 years ago. Streaming, video, social media, console games, everything else. Okay, I'm gonna finish here. You can read the news. I'll leave the link in the post of the podcast. And I was thinking, like, technology. Yeah, technology may have something to do with it, but there's a little thing that's in our lives and it happens in the worldwide system called economy. And like on the past few years, things are getting like way expensive, like crazy expensive. Everything is expensive, and our salaries don't get to give us that financial freedom that our parents had or our grandparents had. Like it's really, really difficult to buy things now. And no, I'm not saying about that crazy expensive Coachella shirt that Kanye West sold on Sunday service. No, I'm not talking about that, okay? If you have money to buy that, all right, I'll give you that. You can buy, but yeah, you're not in this conversation. But I think that technology isn't the only thing that's responsible for this lower on the sex drive. Because I'll give you my example. I live in a room with, and I share an apartment with two other guys. And here I have Wi-Fi, I have lights, I have water. I have everything that like I need, including of course Wi-Fi, for a single price that I pay a month. So I get to watch YouTube, download podcasts, or have my Netflix and Spotify. I can stream all of that. If I had games, I'm not really like a gamer, but if I had games downloaded on my laptop, I could game and I wouldn't spend like a single nickel extra than I already spent with my university. That's crazy expensive, and this apartment. But if, for instance, I go to Tinder or Happen or whatever app you use, and I try to hook up with a girl, it's probable that I'll have to set up a date. And like when you want to go on a date, usually I'm not saying that's obligatory if you're a girl and you say, oh no, I can split the bill and it's okay for me, but usually men pay. So then I'll have to select a restaurant or someplace and then pay for my food and pay for your food And then I'll have to buy like condoms, and that's another cost. So you can say, oh, you can always pick like a place that's not that expensive, and you can keep like a condom stock. Yeah, I have a condom stock. What the fuck? But for me and most of the students that are like totally broke, or as the news said, unemployed, like if you spend $10, that's a lot in your month. Really, like I'm in a stage in my life that if I pay like $10 in my case 10 euros or like 20 euros, man, like that's a huge difference in my month. So I think that the relation to the sex frequency between us young people can be related mostly to our economy than to social media and gaming and streaming and all of these stuff. Like, because internet on huge golden brackets nowadays is almost like for free. You can always go to Starbucks and you have Wi-Fi. You can go to a shopping mall, you have Wi-Fi. You can pay your rent, and sometimes like the apartment that you're renting already comes with Wi-Fi. So it's like in huge golden brackets, free. So the game is already downloaded on your laptop or computer. You already have a phone because you bought it when you were employed, or your parents gave it to you, I don't know. And like podcasts are for free. This type of stuff doesn't spend more money than you already spent for a living. You know what I mean? So I think that that's a huge topic that these researchers totally ignored, especially when they talk about the unemployed. Like, you're unemployed, you can't spend a dime more than you already spend if you spend, because they talk about people that are young, like young men living with their parents. Even if your parents help you out, that's my situation right now. I was employed where I lived before, but now I'm having like a huge trouble to find a job. Even if your parents help you out, they're helping you out with the basics so that you continue to study, and they have the basics for like just the basic for you to eat, drink, and don't die of some disease. It's not for you to like spend out and about and do whatever you want. That's not the situation with most people. So I think that's the point that they forgot to talk about. But still, going back to Casey's video, at the end, he does a correlation saying that real life, like real life friends and real life people that you talk on a daily basis, can make you get more intimacy, therefore you'll get more sex. And the people on social media, like on your Twitter, your Instagram, they seem that they're really close to you when they're not, and this causes less intimacy, therefore less sex. That's 100% true. I cannot deny any of these things because There's a thing with like eye-to-eye connection that can't be explained. Like we humans, we ignore the fact, but we're animals. And like animals have a thing when they look at each other, when they feel each other's touch, the smell, like all of these things, they make a huge difference, huge difference. And we totally ignore that with our texts and stuff. And even more, he had two more thoughts. The first one was a question, and the question is, do you think dating apps adequately take the place of meeting new people or lovers in real life? I think not. Because, like, on dating apps, I was already on Tinder once. And you have all these people showing on your screen. And you just say, like, yes or no, yes or no. And it's not always that you get to read, like, the description of Tony as saying, oh, I watch Game of Thrones and I like to drink Starbucks and shit. And it's not always that you get to read Mark's profile and he's saying, like, I love cars and I watch Game of Thrones too and I love Starbucks coffee. Like, people don't read that a lot, believe me. Usually you just say, just swipe, say yes or no, yes or no. When you meet people in real life, sometimes like they're with a friend of yours, or they're in your school class, and maybe at first you will not look at that person and say, yeah, he or she is attractive. But eventually you have to work together in a project, or your friend will introduce his friend or her friend to you, and you'll have a conversation, and that can change everything, like in seconds. So I don't think that dating apps take the place of meeting new people or lovers in real life, because they're like really superficial. So you just look at the person's face, at the person's body, and swipe left or right. While in real life, sometimes you get to know the person, and then you get to be attracted to the person for his or her ability, his or her thoughts, these type of stuff. And the second question was, do you think real intimacy can take place on social media alone? And my answer to that last question is no. I don't know if it's just me, and if there are more people that feel like that out there, please DM me at lebile on Instagram, okay? I love to get your feedbacks, and I really love to talk to you on Instagram. I don't always have time, but yeah, DM me. I always answer. So I don't think that you can have that intimacy alone with social media, because, like, from my perspective, I have kind of a social media block. Like, I can't have a long conversation with someone using text message, or sometimes even with video calls. I can't establish like a long conversation, while in real life, I can spend like a day with the person just talking about things in our lives. The only people that I have like really long conversations that we talk for days is a friend of mine called Iago, and he'll hate me for dropping his name here. And another friend of mine called Matthew. Like, I always talk to them, and we have super long conversations, like funny conversations and all that stuff. But with other people, I can just like talk a little bit, like for half an hour, if much, an hour, and then I'm over it. Usually, when I want to go out with a friend, even if the friend lives in the city that I'm living, I just text the person, like, "Oh, are you free tonight?" And the person answers me, and then we get together because I don't know, man. I can't text. Like, really, I can't text. Even you guys, you notice when you DM me. Like, I can talk to you for half an hour and have a great discussion, but there's a point that the conversation like naturally fades, and I really don't know what to do. I really don't know what to do. Like, if you're DMing me and we're having a conversation and you see that I stopped texting, like, if you really want to continue, please continue the conversation. It's that I had my social media block and I don't know what to do. It's like my brain just switched, like, okay, there's nothing left to say. So I don't know if it's just me or other people out there have this. So I really want to hear your opinion this week or whenever you're listening to this. Just DM me at lepilet on Instagram, and I'll be really happy to have a short, medium, or if you're willing, like a long conversation with you guys. Okay, my Instagram is in the description alongside with Casey's video, Casey's podcast, and the two news that I talked about today, and Casey talked about too. Oh, another thing. What do you think about the new intro? Like, it's from a Drake track, and I really love Drake, so I just put it there, but maybe I'll take it out. And yeah, that's all I have for today. Have a good day or good night, and I see you around.